Federal aviation investigators still have not concluded what caused last year's Alaska Airlines crash. They believe it was the failure of a jack screw, a 2-foot-long threaded rod in the tail section that helps keep a plane flying straight and level. The families of those who were killed could receive millions of dollars, perhaps even more, because of a law originally written for sailors. Federal maritime law allows compensation for pre-death pain and suffering. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
No one will ever know for sure what it felt like to be a passenger on that Alaska Airlines flight, because all 88 people on board died that day on January 31, 2000. But lawyers for the families are working on a kind of calculation. They've hired aerospace medical and engineering experts to study the flight data and determine what the passengers must have experienced both physiologically and emotionally. Cindy Lebo is a lawyer representing a woman who lost her two young children on Flight 261. She says the expert testimony will be presented to a jury if the case isn't settled and goes to trial.
The jury will essentially have to put themselves in the position of the people on that airplane and fly that terrible flight that afternoon and have a sense of what kind of injuries and what kind of psychological terror and fear those people might have been experiencing.
And a jury then can say, I've heard all about the movement of the plane. I know how long all of this was taking place.
Bob Clifford is another plaintiff's attorney.
I know what the individuals must have been experiencing, and in our collective judgment of 6 or 12 people, we think that each estate ought to get X number of dollars in compensation for that experience.
The experience involved two steep plunges, the last being the fatal dive into the Pacific. Richard Levy is a retired Air Force colonel and a psychiatrist certified in aerospace medicine. He's been hired by the plaintiffs as an expert witness. He's already entered testimony into the docket in U.S. District Court in Northern California, and if the case goes to trial, he's prepared to explain the pain and suffering that the passengers likely endured in those final harrowing moments.
For most people who find themselves in negative Gs, particularly in an aircraft that's oscillating as that one was, and eventually ends up inverted before crashing, it scares living daylights out of you. And there's no question that you anticipate it's the end, that you are going to die.
The jet spiraled into the ocean, racing at 3 times the normal rate of gravity.
So what's happening in the cabin, if you can imagine, is that people are flopping around in their seatbelts, so they're probably banging into the back of seats and tray tables to their neighbors. Whatever was not secure in the cabin was flying around through the cabin. So it was a scene of chaos and physical damage and terrific anxiety and fear. In those situations, people tend to throw up, lose control over their bladder and their bowel sphincters. It's a terrible, terrible scene.
The plaintiff's lawyers can't say exactly how much money they think a jury would award for this kind of pain and suffering. But one attorney estimates it would be well into 7 figures per case, thanks to the maritime law. Giovanna Luque says for her, the maritime law means holding Alaska Airlines accountable. Her 40-year-old son Jay was on that flight from Mexico to California. He'd been on vacation in Puerto Vallarta.
The price emotionally is unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. I would love to have those executives. I would like to see them sit in that courtroom and see our pain. I'd like them to experience our pain and our loss. They don't have a clue. They think writing a check is the way to take care of this. It's not. It's not the way to take care of this. They need to be accountable to the public who are flying in those airplanes.
The Boeing company is challenging a judge's ruling that maritime law applies in this case. Boeing is potentially liable because it purchased McDonnell Douglas, which manufactured the MD-83 jet that crashed. Alaska Airlines, meanwhile, has settled with a handful of families for just over $1 million in a case that was made public. But most families appear eager to wait and see how many more millions of dollars they'll get out of Boeing and Alaska under the federal maritime law. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.